Now I'm going to talk to Zoe Hallam, who's a second year PPE student at St. John's College. Zoe, could you tell us a bit about yourself and what made you apply to Oxford?
Well, I'd never really considered myself Oxford material until our school was invited to an access day at Oriel College when I was in year 10. They showed us the university and I met a few students and I just thought it would be an amazing place to study, really. And when I found out that PPE was offered here, it just seemed like the ideal degree for me. And I had good enough grades, so I just thought, why not apply?
How have you found Oxford and, in particular, college life?
College life is brilliant. The great thing about living in college is the sense of community you get. It's a small enough group of people that by the end of your second term or thereabouts, you can pretty much recognise everyone in your college, and so everyone really looks out for each other and is generally friendly towards each other. And having only a few people in my subject group means that you get really in-depth and interesting conversations about the work you've been set, and you form really close relationships with people, like both working relationships and social relationships. I do enjoy the work most of the time. It's hard, but because I have a genuine interest in it, it doesn't seem so onerous. And there are so many opportunities to expand your horizons in terms of speaker events and trips and organised seminars that I reckon anyone could find something that they have a real passion for here and get involved in it.
Could you describe what would be a typical day?
Well, normally I have one or two lectures in the morning, which start around 10. And then I will normally grab some lunch in college with friends before I do a bit of reading for whatever essay I'm working on. I have tutorials twice a week and I have to make trips to faculty libraries from time to time to get books for my essays. So I spend most of my afternoons doing work-related activities of some sort. Eight of my friends share a house nearby, which is just around the corner from college. So I do spend a lot of time there and we normally eat dinner together in the evenings and that sort of thing. And then mid to late evening is generally when all my extracurricular stuff happens. I have choir practice once a week. I'm learning Japanese in my spare time through classes organised by the university. And there are normally at least sort of three or four social activities or speaker events that are happening on any one given evening. And then later on in the night, I tend to try and do a bit more work, although I do normally try and go to bed at a reasonable time.
And outside of term, what sort of things do you get up to in the holidays?
Relax, mainly. The holidays are long, so there's a lot of time to unwind after the inevitably hectic term. I normally have a bit of work to do over the holidays and some revision for tests at the beginning of term, but I have a lot more time to spend on myself. I meet up with school friends and uni friends and we meet up in town, or this holiday a group of us are going to Edinburgh for a few days, which should be really good. And then over the summer holidays, which is the longest one, I'm hoping to get an internship for sort of 8 to 10 weeks, either with maybe a financial firm or within the civil service or something like that, which will be a really useful insight into possible careers once I graduate. It's great that you just get so much time to do what you want over the holidays without having to worry too much about college work.
You've touched on it there, but what do you think you'll do when you leave Oxford?
It's something I haven't really thought about in immense detail. At the moment, I'm not too keen on continuing studying past the undergraduate stage, though I haven't really ruled out the possibility of a postgraduate diploma just yet. In terms of careers, though, the one that really interests me at the moment is diplomacy, working in the British Embassy somewhere, just experiencing a new culture and a new way of life. Something international definitely appeals. The thing with PPE is that it's such a broad degree. I have like a really enormous number of options and it's really hard just to pick one.
That's great. Thank you.